Hi, welcome to What's New Today. This is a kids and family podcast about current events shaping our world. This is your host, Sangeeta. And this too is a 20 question style episode where I'm going to talk about a recent news story and the three children who join me on this episode have absolutely no idea what we are going to talk about. Before I jump into the news story, let's hear who our young co-hosts for this episode are.
Hi, my name is Ayan. I am 14 and I study in Bosco Public School, which is in New Delhi.
Hi, I'm Lakshita of class 9 from Bosco Public School, Delhi.
Hi, I'm Naira and I am from Mumbai. I am 10 years old and I love reading. I also go to Children's Academy School in Bombay.
Welcome, Ayan, Dakshita and Naira. Shall we jump into the story? I'm going to be reading aloud the first couple of sentences of this story. And then you'll have to guess the next part. So this story is in multiple parts. And we will have to unravel each part as we go along. This was published in many newspapers worldwide. So I'm not sure if you all have come across this. But in the event you're not very familiar with reading newspapers, then you're in for some very pleasant surprise. So the first couple of sentences are, for the seventh year in a row, the country Finland has landed the top spot in the annual ranking amongst all countries in the world.
Can you repeat?
I can repeat. So all the countries in the world were taken together and they were measured on some metric. And on this metric, Finland ranks number one. And they have been in the number one spot on this metric for the last 6 years. And this is the seventh year. And again, they are the number one in this. So imagine if, you know, England had won the football for seven times in a row, they would be the World Cup winners in football, or, you know, similarly cricket or something like that. But Finland has ranked number one in something, and this is not once in 4 years, this is every year. Can you guess what metric I'm talking about?
Ma'am, is it related to sports?
Nope, it is not.
Ma'am, related to rights like freedom or civil rights?
Freedom of civil rights. What a wonderful metric y'all are coming up with. No, for a ninth grader, this is really very evolved. No. Yes, Naira, I can see you raising your hands.
I think so. I think I read this in the past somewhere. I think Finland is the seventh time again this year for happiness and laughter.
Absolutely right. It has ranked the highest for being the happiest country in the world. I don't know about the laughter bit, but I think anybody's happy pretty much laughs. Oh, wonderful. So Naira solved the first part very, very quickly. So we can now jump into the second part. But Naira, you said you read about it in the bus. What do you do in the bus? I mean,
not in the bus, in the past.
In the past. Where did you read about this in the past? You are all of what, 8, 9 years old? I don't know what your past contains, but pray tell us.
No, I mean when I was 8 or 7. I had read it in one of my school magazines.
Oh, what an interesting place your school is. It has magazines for kids in first and second grade. Very interesting. All right, now that Naira's cracked the first part, we'll move on to the second part. Now, why do you think Finland ranks this highly in the happiness index in the entire world? So we'll break this conversation into two parts, okay? What do you think helps the entire Finnish population stay so happy? And the latter part of this, we'll talk about why do you think the Finnish children especially are this happy?
I have an idea.
Yes.
It might be not so true, but I think it's just funny that they might be conducting some circus shows or something like that every once in a while.
That is absolutely divine and lovely. So you think that having a lot of clowns, juggling...
Not that sort where, you know, animals are like that, but some joke station where people come and share their jokes.
Okay. So basically, if the entire world had one joke a day every morning to listen to, the day is taken care of. Yeah?
Yeah, sort of.
You might be right. Maybe the Finnish are cracking a lot of jokes. But from whatever I've read, that doesn't feature in one of the factors. But let us assume Naira is right. But what other factors do you think help the Finnish stay this happy in life?
Mom, the trust and loyalty of the people, like they are really friendly with each other, sharing all the things and considering each and everyone's point with them.
Very socialist, equal kind of a society. You know, you're very close, but I don't, it's not that it's a socialist style economy, but yeah, they are more socialist than, say, countries like the United States, which are known to be more capitalist. I don't know if y'all know these words. Have you heard these words, capitalist and socialist?
Yes, ma'am, I've heard them.
Yes, mom.
Ma'am, capitalist is basically when, ma'am, the people who are, ma'am, just chasing money and want money. They are known as capitalist, and socialist, ma'am, are the people who, ma'am, are social betterment.
What is the meaning of social betterment, you, in your head?
Ma'am, social betterment means, ma'am, the, ma'am, equality and equity between everyone.
Wow, yes, that is pretty close. So, Dakshita, you're right. Ayan, you're also right. Finland is a country where people have a very strong sense of community. So they kind of have each other's backs, which all, and Ayan's point also is about how the government looks at the society, which is, or the Finnish government takes care of people a lot more than, say, the American government takes care of its people. Because a country like the United States, where they think, you know, y'all make your own money and you take care of yourselves. We are not really here to have your back. Naira, is all of this sort of something that you're able to follow too? We are using big, big words. That's why I just wanted to check on you.
No, I can understand pretty much. You are saying it pretty easily.
Oh, I'm so glad. Okay, wonderful. Now, I think we should really thank Ayan and Dakshita. They've also made it very easy for us to understand, right? Yeah. Okay.
Of course.
Wonderful. So, yes, Dakshita, your point is absolutely bang on. They have a strong sense of community and the country is a little bit more of a socialist. So, by that, we also mean that when people in Finland fall ill, they have greater access to free medical care than, say, people who live in capitalist countries too. Wonderful. Any other reasons you think people in Finland are really happy?
Ma'am, it could be because of the weather, ma'am, because their weather is very nice, I guess.
Yeah. We are now recording this in summer and there's pretty much no part of India which has pleasant weather in the summer. Yeah. You all are in Delhi. I live in Chennai. And Naira is in Mumbai and all of them are going through scorching heat. Yes, weather certainly is right there in the top of our mind.
Weather is really important. It always make our daily routine very happy or sad according to that.
Oh, really? So what happens to you in winters? Delhi has wonderful winters. Are you a lot happier then? Mighty curious.
Yes, mom, it feels comfortable as well.
Yeah, I'm sure it feels comfortable. But what else do you do in your Delhi's winter routine that is different and that makes you happy?
Mom, it's like when we are going out in summers, it feels really tired. And after coming from school, we are really exhausted. But in winters, it's not like that. We are happy. We like sunlight.
Yeah, that is true. Ayan, what do you think?
Ma'am, me personally, ma'am, I like the autumn season.
Yeah, it's neither too cold nor too hot.
Yes,
ma'am. Naira, you and I don't have autumn only where we live. We go from summer to winter to back to summer. I don't even go to winter. I just stay in summer for the most part of the year. No, I think Naira goes from summer to monsoon and back to summer. Correct, Naira? You just have a lot of rain.
Yeah, because here winter is not actually a thing. It's like normal weather, normal season.
Yeah.
But it's like autumn, but it's not really cold or not really hot and not even rainy or not even summer. It's
the no-name season.
Yeah, something like that.
Now back to our point on whether the Finnish are very happy because of this wonderful and gorgeous weather. I'm not very sure. Also remember, the Finns live not too very far from the Arctic Circle, so their winters can be really, really tough to deal with. So maybe their summers are very pleasant, or maybe they've just adapted to their winters, just like we've adapted to our summers. But I'm not very sure that that really contributes to a large chunk of why the Finnish are very happy. Any other reasons you all think?
I think that Finland is happier because they might have a website where you post like, I need this, and then the government sort of thinks it out. I'm not talking about like really, really, really childish decisions like no school or no healthy food in lunch, but I'm talking about the government business sides.
Wow, so you think the people of Finland can make suggestions to the government of Finland, and very likely the government will take their people's opinions and consider those and then make their decisions.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. So in other words, people in Finland have a voice. That's what you think in their society and in
Yes.
their government. Wow. In reality, I don't think the people in Finland can actually go ahead and send something off to their government. I think they do it the same way as the rest of the world does, which is they elect the people that they really like and hope to God that those people will do the right job. But I think, Naira, you're very right. May not be at the federal government level, but at, you know, each community level, that the people at their village or at their town level, they do have a far greater voice and say in the way things are run.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Wonderful. Wow. Great thinking. Any other reason? This one very, 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 very big reason. And this is nothing to do with what the people do, or, you know, whether they have rights in the country and things like that. It has to do with, hint, hint, nature.
Climate could be because of more trees are planted there.
Interaction with the animals and with.
I think so, that there might be less amount of factories and stuff like that, and then less amount of smoke being released, and they also might have eco vehicles, so that, and also good amount of trees, so that they get good oxygen, and the number of people falling sick each day is way lesser.
Wow. I think all of you are absolutely right there. The primary point here was what Ayan made first, which is it has a huge forest cover. Do you really think having a large forest cover helps people stay happier? Wouldn't you rather have more wonderful malls with exotic rides and amusement parks?
Due to ma'am, more oxygen taken in the body, ma'am.
Ma'am, the sickness really is less there. They are more happy with the greenery and they are attached with it.
They may have more animals and more like safaris where they do not exactly keep them in a zoo or something, but they have more safaris.
By that metric, Africans also should be extraordinarily happy, no?
Africans are not happy because they also have like more population.
So you don't want too many people, you want lots of animals, you want lots of trees, and you want relatively cold weather. That's what makes for
no,
a good, happy country.
No, I mean they should have like almost balanced number of people and almost balanced number of trees. Not exactly same. The people obviously should be a little bit more higher.
People should be more than the number of trees.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. So what do Dakshita and Ayan think about the balance in terms of number of people versus trees? The ideal number that you think will make people happy?
More the interaction of people with each other, the happiness increases to that.
I personally think, ma'am, planting more trees can never be bad.
Naira, I have some very sad news for you. So it's not that the people are slightly more in number in Finland, okay? So for every one person in Finland, there are 4,500 trees in Finland.
That's a huge number.
I would say it seems really interesting.
They really must have worked hard to plant those trees.
Yeah, I think what they've really done is they've done all the right things so that no one cut trees. So a country with a very large forest cover, like Finland, where people also have a greater opportunity to interact with nature, I think certainly has a very big role to play in happiness of those people. So also just as an interesting point of comparison, 3/4 of Finland is covered with forests. How much of India do you think is covered with forests?
I
Guess.
guess 1/4.
Mom, around that, only 1/4 around.
Yep, absolutely right. 1/4 is the right number. Just 1/4 of India's land is covered with forests. 3/4 of Finland's land is covered with forests. See how much more they'll have an opportunity to go off on walks and treks to explore those wildlife parks and things like that. It'll be fabulous, right? Wouldn't we all love to do that? Yeah. Now coming to the latter half of this discussion, right? What do you think makes for a very happy country from a child's perspective?
They have good food from a child's view. Some good food always makes me happy.
A truer word was never spoken. Yes, I'm sure they give their kids excellent food, but I'm also sure that they give their, I mean, people in many other developed countries also give their kids excellent food. But they compare to what the United States does. So what, say, many Western European countries like, say, France or Germany or UK do, there's something that the Finns do very differently for their children.
It is also like a good education, but in a more fun way. They get learnings from maybe some educational videos on YouTube and fun ways to like learn even detailed stuff.
Wow. Okay. You might be right, Naira, that they are doing a great many things that are a lot more fun. But there is a very, very critical point which is very different from how children there learn compared to children in pretty much the rest of the world learn. Any other ideas what they are doing that's very different? It is related to educational system, so I'll agree with Naira there. But I'm not entirely sure if that they are doing a lot of fun things in the school. They probably are because they do rank as one of the best educational system in the world. But they also do one thing which is very different.
Mom, entertainment or something other like that.
No, it's not about entertainment.
Ma'am, they have interesting books, ma'am, about their own culture.
Okay.
It only related to learning or education, or it can also be lunch or hobby periods.
That's a good point. Let me put it this way. It is actually nothing to do with the learning part. It has something to do with the way the school system is designed, the way their daily routine is designed.
Mom, the school infrastructure type of like they have not only studies, but the infrastructure attracts them going school and makes them happy.
It's a great point. It might be true again, but that is not what I'm alluding to. Again, I'm sure there are many schools in many of the developed countries that have fabulous infrastructure and kids love to go there and all of that. Say, for example, a kid who loves to play football will want to go to a school which has a great soccer stadium. But that apart,
Ma'am, do they have, ma'am, lesser school time? Like, ma'am,
fantastic,
smaller
yes.
periods.
Yes, they have very short school days. Their school days typically starts at 9 and ends by, I think, 2 o'clock or so. So it's just a 5-hour school day. That's it.
Do they cover their studies in that such a small time?
Fantastic question. So great question. And I'll tell you what, I'll answer your question with this piece of anecdote. So every year, there is a test called PISA, which is conducted across many countries, and it is conducted for 15-year-olds. So every year, the 15-year-olds of that country take PISA, which tests children on English language, maths, and a little bit of science, if I remember correctly. Consistently, children from Finland rank amongst the best in the world.
In such a short study timing, oh my God, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and there's hardly homework. Even more unbelievable.
Why?
Mom, so how do they practice and rank one in that way?
That's the most amazing part, right? We usually think that the more number of hours we spend in, say, poring over our textbooks and practicing many problems, that is the route, you know, to being the best in your studies. Now, I'm not going to say that it is not important. You must practice. But doing that at the expense of everything else is probably not the right thing. So children do definitely take time every day to go out and play for at least 2 to 3 hours. Weekends, the families usually hang out together. They go inside these forest areas for treks and walks and things like that. So when you do all of this, in the duration when you're sitting inside your classroom and you're actually paying attention to what the teacher is saying, you're fully focused and you're relaxed in the rest of the time. And they do not have something called a standardized test, which means, like, you know what we all have in grade 12, we all have a board exams. Every country, almost every country in the world has a standardized test. Grade 12, China has, South Korea has, United States has, India has, all of these countries have. The Finns do not have a board exam at all. They say this is a useless way in which we are measuring our students. Fascinating. How did you enjoy today's story?
Amazing.
It was very interesting.
Very interesting.
I'm okay. At the end of the ma'am's story. Ma'am, I myself want to be finished.
Yeah.
I have read about that, but I did not think to such an extent that why they might be so happy and what may be causing them. I just saw, Finland is the happiest country, and then I flipped my pages.
Mom, it was like I thought it would be a really small reason or something other than studies. But yeah, their way of the way they are doing their things is really outstanding.
Yeah, I know. I'm so glad that all of you found this story interesting. Thanks, Ayan, Dakshita and Naira. A word to all of our listeners, if you enjoy listening to What's New Today podcast and would like to support the production of our episodes, which involves bringing together children, giving them a platform to share their ideas and thoughts, and then editing and publishing the podcast, please support us by donating any sum of money you deem fit. I will leave a link to this in the show notes below. It reads as support our show. That's it from us, and thanks for listening.